Hi guys, how are you doing? Welcome back to the Beauty Room and happy Wednesday, November 15th. We're halfway through the month, right? November has
3 days.
Yes, halfway through the month. Crazy. So I hope everything has been going well for you guys. I hope November has been treating you gorgeously and you're getting excited for the holidays. Next weekend or next week is Thanksgiving. That's crazy. But I'm so excited. I love Thanksgiving food. My mom literally makes the best cornbread stuffing. Me and my husband have been talking about it for like 3 weeks now. We're so excited to eat it. It's so, so good. So I hope that you are getting excited and have some fun plans coming up. And if you don't, you know. I've already talked about this. We're going to talk about it in this episode too. But if you don't have plans, that's okay too. Because small families and small circles are just as important as big families. I was hella sick last week. I don't usually get sick. But this year I'm sick. And you know why? This might sound a little gross to you, but it's because I have aligners and my hands are in my mouth so much, even though I'm very clean and like wash my hands a million times. I think that's why I got sick, because no matter what, my hand is still in my mouth trying to get these aligners out when I eat, etc. So I think that's why I got sick, but it was just like a head cold, a lot of sinus stuff, which I think has been going around. So be careful, wash your hands, drink lots of vitamin C, and just stay healthy, because being sick really does suck. So that's why I had to skip a week of an episode, because I literally could not record last week. I sounded very sick. Have you guys started shopping yet? When do you start shopping? Usually I wait till like after Thanksgiving, which I don't like that I do. Only if I know that I need to get something like way ahead of time, I'll get it. But I haven't started shopping yet. I don't know if that's bad or good, but the next episode that we have, I'm going to talk about gift guides. So if you need next week, we'll talk about gift guides right before Black Friday, just because I know that you guys definitely would appreciate it, because I appreciate it. So get excited, because that will be next week's episode. We'll dive into everything, like including gifts, the gifts that you're going to ask for, the gifts that you should get your man's, whole thing. Okay. But this episode, I want to talk about something that I know a lot of people struggle with. If you don't struggle with it, it'd be good to just kind of get insight of someone that lives a completely different life than you. And it's holidays with toxic parents, holidays without parents, holidays by yourself because you've removed toxic people in your life. Just that kind of whole, I don't have a big family, so I feel bad that I, you know, only have, you know, two people to spend Thanksgiving with, or I have a broken family, so I have to spend two Thanksgivings. Like, I've been through it all. I mean, my parents got divorced when I was 9, so I've had double everything until 2 years ago when I stopped going, or when I cut my dad off and my dad's family off, and I only had one celebration or one Thanksgiving and one Christmas with only four people. So it completely changed. I mean, we'll dive deeper into this, but like when my parents got divorced, my dad always had another, you know, family or whatever relationship. So I always, going through my life, I've had so many different Thanksgivings or so many different, you know, holidays, I guess I should. This is going to be a very vulnerable episode, by the way. I'm sorry if that's a trigger warning, but honestly, I'm just going to let it all out because I feel like someone else out there would relate to this. So, so let's just rewind. When I was 9, my parents got divorced. He was with another woman, and she was Jewish. And if you guys didn't know, I am part Russian Jew. I'm not Jewish. I'm Christian, but my dad's family is all Jewish. So, So he always celebrated Christmas and Thanksgiving with my mom, obviously growing up, because that's what we celebrated. But when he was with this other woman, he didn't he didn't celebrate Christmas. So it was weird. It's like I went through so many stages of like having like double Christmases to having one Christmas, then to having his wife that he's married to now. She's huge into Christmas. So then I had a big Christmas after. It was just like I've had so many stages of this holidays, you know what I mean? So yeah. From when I was like 9 until maybe like I guess 11, I think, is when he got with his now wife. So I went with celebrating, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the Jewish holidays when my mom and my dad were married, to then celebrating all our, you know, Christian holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving's not really a Christian holiday, but you know what I mean, with my mom. And then with my dad, when he was with the first woman, we celebrated all these Jewish holidays, like to the extreme, you know, like it wasn't something that we really celebrate. Like we did celebrate it, but it was like when he was with the other Jewish woman, we celebrated Jewish holidays like a lot. And then when he broke up with her and he got with his wife, who's now, she's not Jewish. So he stopped celebrating Jewish holidays and it was just like all Christian holidays again. You can kind of see where I'm going. I've had a not really stable childhood. If I could put it in the best words, that's how I would explain it. Like holidays were never stable for me. They always were stable with my mom. We'd always celebrate them together. But like with my dad, it was never stable. So yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that. But I just wanted to give you a little background on like my relationship with the holidays with my parents being divorced. So I always celebrated 2 times because my parents were divorced until 2 years ago when I cut my dad off. So now I only have 1 holiday that I celebrate with 4 people. And those are the 4 people that I have here in where I live. It's my husband, it's my sister, and it's my mom. So for the past 2 years, I think the first year was really hard for me to grasp because like I said before, like my dad's wife, she does Christmas big. Like everything is Christmas. She has a huge family. So like everything was, if you can kind of get the gist, my dad does everything that the woman wants, like his wife does. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but like she was big into Christmas. So now he was big into Christmas and it was always celebrated with her family, who's huge. So then for 11 years after he left that first woman, I had my small intimate Christmas with my mom, my sister, and then I had this massive Christmas with all her family. So it's like I had these 2 extremes. I went from not celebrating, I went to celebrating Christmas with my family to not celebrating Christmas with my dad to now celebrating this Christmas to the extreme with my dad. So it's like very unstable. And then 11 years went by until I finally cut them off. And if you don't know the story, rewind a little bit, maybe go listen to that before episodes. But long story short, my dad and his family is very toxic and I had to cut them off when he didn't show up to my wedding. That is the very dummy down story. There's a lot more to it. It's not just that simple, but anyways. So that first year, which was 2 years ago, when we didn't have a relationship anymore and I said, okay, I'm not going to go over there just because, you know what I mean? And also I'm going to add in here, I have been dealing with toxic behavior from that side of my family for a very, very, very long time. Okay. Very long time. I just put up with it until I realized why the F am I putting up with this? So for the past like 4 years, I guess, before that, I was just going because like I had to go, you know? And if I didn't go, it would have been this huge thing that I didn't attend Thanksgiving or I didn't attend Christmas, and it would have been this whole fiasco. And I was settling. I was doing something I didn't want to do because I didn't want the repercussion of it, because I knew there was going to be drama if I didn't go. So like I said, the first year, it was like kind of 2 things. It was very freeing because I was the one in charge. I made the decision. I'm not going to go to their house because it's toxic and I don't want to be around them, etc. To also, wow, this is a drastic change. Like it's drastic. Like I only have 4 people I'm celebrating with now, which it was more special, but it was drastic because I went from one extreme to the other. So Yeah, and I always had to, another thing was I always, ever since we were little, whatever the holiday was, we always celebrate with my mom first. No matter if it was the same day, we'd celebrate with her for the first half of the day. And the second half of the day, we'd celebrate with my dad. And it was funny because, well, not funny at all, actually. Our time was always cut short. Like, our first half of the day was always cut short with my mom because we had to go to the second thing. So now that we didn't have to go to the second thing, it was like almost freeing in a way. It was nice because we could take our time with the day. We didn't have to rush. Like, if we wanted to have a few drinks, we could have a few drinks because we didn't have to go drive across town to go to the second Thanksgiving. So a lot of different emotions on that first Thanksgiving. I'm just going to use Thanksgiving as an example because it's next week. But a lot of different emotions because it was totally different scene. And there are so many different things that I guess we never really, me and my sister, I guess, never really saw. Just because it was just a routine that we would go to the second Thanksgiving or the second Christmas. So very eye-opening. And what I'm trying to get at here is that it's really hard for a lot of people that don't have big families and big Thanksgivings and big Christmases to look at other people that do have it. It's very hard for them to be like, oh, I mean, I wish I wish I had a big family, or I wish I had this celebration. I wish it was like this for me. And it's very easy to compare each other. And it's like I've said before, comparison is a thief of joy. You're lucky if you have four amazing people in your life that you can spend every holiday with. You're lucky. Some people don't have anybody. And to compare yourself with someone that may have a million people at their Thanksgiving, you don't know the ins and outs. Like, that's amazing if they have an amazing family and they all get along. But look at my scenario. I was going to these huge Thanksgiving and huge Christmases with a family of, first of all, it wasn't even my family. You know what I mean? Like, it was his wife's family. So you look at the outside and you're like, wow, like, that's so cool. She has this huge Thanksgiving that she goes to and it's this huge thing and they get dressed up and da 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 da. But really, was it? Was it? I mean, I was in a very toxic situation and I was, that's all it was, you know? But from the outside, you would never know that. So that's what I'm trying. I'm just trying to open your eyes to that, because even though I was going to these, you know, I had these huge Thanksgivings with my dad, it wasn't a good Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? So if you're spending your holidays with 1, 2, 3, 4 people this year, look at the good of it. Look at how special that is that you have these people in your life. And if you don't have, if you're not spending your holidays with anybody, that's also okay. You need to start making traditions and things that are really special to you. And for example, like my husband and I, we don't have a big family. Honestly, we really don't. And it's really unfortunate because, like, we have a lot of family stuff that has happened, and like we talk about it all the time, but our kids are not going to have this huge family that, you know, everybody wishes that they had. And we only have one parent on each side that our kids will be able to have a relationship with, to have a grandma. It'll be grandmas, two grandmas. And that's really, it's sad when you look at it like that, but at the same time, we created this safe space for our kids to grow up in, and we'll never, ever, our kids will never have to deal with toxic behavior, ever, because we both went through so much of it that I think it's really, like, powerful that we created that, because we both, you know, we could have just said, hey, fuck it, you know. We want our kids to have a big family, so they'll deal with it, you know. Whatever stays in the family stays in the family. But no, that's not how I look at it. That's not how he looks at it. And I have gone through so much childhood trauma and so many things that, honestly, I still haven't even addressed, you know what I mean, within myself, that I've been thinking about needing to, like, maybe go talk about this kind of stuff with someone, because there's just so much that has happened in my life in the past 2-3 years, just so much. And yes, I have grown so much from it, and I absolutely have learned every freaking lesson that I could have learned from these situations, but it's still, like, you know, it always will stay with you in a way. But back to what I was saying is, we really wanted to have this foundation for our kids of just non-toxic behavior. Because of how much toxic behavior we both went through, it's a non-negotiable when we have kids. And this is something that we talked about before we even, like, you know, the conversation of kids even came up. You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's very, very powerful to be able to say, I'm not putting up with this. And if I'm even thinking about having kids, I need to eliminate it from my life. And if that requires me having to spend my holidays with near to no one, you know what I mean? Like with only a handful of people, that's okay. Because when I do bring life into this world and when we do decide to have kids, like it'll be such a calm and peaceful place for them to grow up and for them to have relationships with other people in the family, because we only kept the ones that are going to be that safe space for them to grow up. And I think that's a really beautiful thing to be able to do. And it's very hard. It's a very hard thing to do because they always say, like, there's always one person to break the generational trauma. And I'm not going to lie, honestly, if I didn't have the guts and I didn't want to, I mean, I could have just kept it going and my kids would have been the ones to maybe break it. But if they didn't break it, it would have kept going on and going on and going on and going on, going on. And it's, for me, it, when I think about this, when I talk about this kind of stuff, it really is empowering to me because I kind of look at the whole situation. I say, wow, like that was really brave of you. That was really brave. And I know it was so fucking hard in the beginning, because it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do, but it was really hard in the beginning and you put up with a lot of shit. But once you're past that and you're past that, like, okay, I feel better about this situation, I feel good, I actually feel proud of myself, you can look at the whole situation as a whole and be like, damn, you really did put up with a lot of crap. You really put up with a lot of shit, you know? And like, you should have never put up with that. So I think looking at from the outside in is, you only can do that when you cut it off and when you have eliminated that aspect of your life. It really did take me getting here. It really did take the last 3 years for me to, not the last 3 years, last almost 2 years, to look back at everything and be like, okay, your decision was very correct. Because I've talked about this before, but when you cut off toxic people in your life, especially when it's family, you go through periods where you're like, am I doing the right thing? Should I cut them some slack? Like, da da da. And there's people out there that are going to be like, everyone has their, you know, everyone has their issues. And that's true. But you don't make excuses for people that have their issues, in quotations, if it's toxic behavior and if it's making you a worse person. Because there are so many people out there. And trust me, I went through this when I was going through the whole situation with my dad and when I started cutting him off, and there were outsiders saying, oh, well, he's your father, you can't do that. Okay, well, I'm his daughter. I'm his child. He shouldn't be doing that to me. Why is his actions excusable? But when I decide that I'm going to stop putting up with this shit and stop minimizing my worth and my, you know, myself by allowing this behavior, why is that not excused? You know what I mean? And there's going to be people that are like, family is family and it's blood and you deal with their shit, whether it's whatever. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think that a lot of people say that and then their behavior is excused a lot. And their behavior is okay in their mind because your family, and you're not going to cut them off because you're family. But it shouldn't be like that, because we're all humans and we all deserve respect and we deserve to be treated the way that we treat others and we deserve to be treated the way that we think we should be treated. And if you're not treated like that by someone, doesn't matter if they're blood, doesn't matter what it is. It's up to you, but I believe that you're not going to be in my life if you're not going to treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. And that's it. Kind of got a little sidetracked, but I'm very passionate about this just because I think I've just learned so much. And I know that, this time of the year can be really hard for a lot of people. It really can be. And it was for me for a little bit. And now I'm just really grateful that I have my husband and my mom and my sister But my husband is just my rock. He really is. And I am so grateful that I found someone that actually has, I mean, obviously I didn't never want to, him to go through it too, but that has felt the same things that I have felt. I'm getting emotional. Give me a sec. When I talk to you guys, I feel like I'm in a therapy session. All the emotions just come up. But what I'm saying is it's a blessing to me that I found someone that I can relate to in so many ways. And when we met, we connected on that because we were both experienced it, and we experienced that toxic behavior, and we were both the ones to cut it off. And I think that was really powerful to have someone to do it with that understands your feelings exactly. Because even though I would have hit a point in my life, just like I did, where I knew it was time to cut off that part of my life, it just really helped knowing I had this just stable rock in my life. And if I had no family, that was okay because he's my family. And on our wedding day, when my dad didn't come, it didn't matter. It didn't affect me on that day. I swear. It didn't affect me on that day because our wedding, it doesn't matter how many people were there. It doesn't matter if it was 20 people or 200 people. It was just us. Like, it was like everything else was shut out and it was just us, because that's what it was about. It was our day. Are you guys crying too? My God. But yeah, it just made the process a lot easier for me because it was just such a wake-up call. Like, this, the whole cutting everything off and my whole life really changing, like, and his too. I mean, he was with me when we went to, you know, he was with me through everything, okay? It's been a long time. But it just was really, I'm trying to get the words, but I'm just really proud of the new, like, traditions that we have made. And but you want to know what's funny? Like, when I started removing that part of my life from my life, the one thing that made me sad, or not sad, the one thing that I felt like I was missing out on was the holidays, because I really actually did enjoy having big holidays. But now that I look at it, just like I said, it was holidays. I liked going because there was unlimited food, unlimited. It just, like, it was fun, I guess I should say. And I'm not gonna lie, it was fun, but fun for the wrong reasons, you know, fun for the wrong reasons, because I guess when we look back at it, it was just enabling the behavior more. And I'm going to get real personal again, but like, my dad's like holiday parties always were like unlimited booze and crazy food and everything you can imagine, everything you can imagine. But looking back at it, it was a day spent watching my dad continue to just drink. And soothe all his emotions and soothe and just, I guess, like, mask every toxic thing that was going on in that situation. And what fun and what fun and what meaning does that have to me looking back at that now? Like, it has no meaning to me. Honestly, it's sad. It's sad. And it's, I mean, it's just a part of the issue. And also, I will say this, but everything was so surface level. Everything was about gifts and drinks, and that's what it was, the holidays. And I guess it was more materialistic than meaningful. Like, my holidays now are so sentimental and meaningful because they're close. They're with the people that have been with me through everything, you know? And another thing that we do to make the holidays even more special is, like, my husband and I will do, we just started traditions. It's like one thing that we do now, like, on the holidays, because we want to make it special. We don't want to just, like, sit around all day. Like, we want to make it special, and we want to do things that we can look forward to doing every single year. So that's one thing I suggest you to do if you spend the holidays with no one, or if you spend the holidays with a small amount of people, make traditions, do something that's fun. just little things. Appreciate the little things. Like, for example, like my mom, when she throws Thanksgiving every year for the past 2 years, I've made a charcuterie board and I've like switched it up every year. And I look forward to it. Like, I'm thinking about already the cheeses that I want to put on the board. Like, what do I want to make like artistic on the board? Like, am I going to make a rose out of salami? Like, you know what I mean? Like, these are the little things that I get excited for because it's something that like I have done for the past 2 years and now I'm going to keep it going, you know? So it's just nice. And that's something I do encourage you to do if you want to look at the bright side of things, because it's really nice to just be able to look forward to something. And on another note, the holidays can be really tough for people that have lost someone. And it's kind of like the same thing. I mean, when you cut off family and you cut off toxic people from your life, you grieve them while they're alive. And that's the hardest thing to do. And I've talked about this before, but you grieve that person no matter if they're alive or dead. You're grieving them because you have killed them off from your life. So of course you're going to feel some sort of grief. It's normal, but people that have really lost someone, it's hard to be happy on the holidays sometimes, but the people that have passed, they're not going to want you to just be miserable on the holidays. You know what I mean? So if that's your case, and if you, you know, are upset on the holidays, or you feel like your holiday is not complete because you're missing someone, I encourage you to do something in their remembrance, like their presence, I guess you should say. Like, do something that you think that they would love, and that could be a new tradition. That could be something that you carry on, and just kind of do something to remember them and to cherish their life that you did spend together, or the time that you did spend together in their life. And I think that would be really nice too. I just think that everything is about the way that we look at things, and we can look at everything in a positive way. We really can, and we can try to make a negative situation positive by doing things, by your actions. And I think that mindset is everything, is what I'm trying to say. And I think that if you change the negative mindset to a positive one, anything can be enjoyable. You can enjoy anything. Doesn't matter if you're spending Thanksgiving or Christmas alone or with a million people. You can make any situation a positive one. And I just encourage you to do that, because it's really, we don't have a lot of time here on this earth. And I feel like these are kind of big moments in your life that you're gonna remember, if you celebrate or not. Now I'm just talking about every aspect of your life, just living, I guess. Any negative situation can somewhat be a positive one. And when I started thinking that way, that was really, really powerful, I guess, in my life, because I just, something bad happened to me. Okay, that's fine. You know what? We'll learn from the situation and let's try to do something positive to kind of counteract that. Or we can still feel those emotions, but let's try to make it as positive as we can. And I think it really is a powerful way to live your life. But yeah, that is my take on holidays, with whether it's with anybody, whether it's with no one, whether it's with the big family, whether you're cutting off toxic people. I just remember that don't do something just because you feel like you have to. That was me for a really long time. And it's really powerful to be able to make your own decisions and do what you want to do and not feel forced or peer pressured to go somewhere, to do something. Just do what you want to do, because life's way too short to follow other people's commands or follow other people's peer pressure. It's just too short. It's something I had to learn the hard way. And now that I'm on the other side, I just want to share that with you. And if you are spending the holidays alone, I'm sending you a huge hug. And do something for yourself. Make it a self-care day. Okay, make a pie or something. Do something that you enjoy. Put on some Christmas movies, whatever it is. Just have the best day that you can possibly have. This was a very vulnerable episode, but I feel better now that I've talked about it. I just know a lot of people have gone through this. I have so many of you guys messaging me saying, thank you for speaking about it. Thank you for, you know, sharing your story, whatever it may be. And I feel like we haven't really talked about it in a while. And there are a lot of new listeners here. So toxic, I get it. I get it. I've dealt with it for a long time and it's really, really tough. And I promise you it gets better once you take the actions to get rid of it. But yeah, it was very vulnerable and I hope that you could resonate with it in any way and just understand a little bit more about me and my situation and why I'm just so appreciative of life and the people that I have and my husband. I talk about him all the time, but it's more than just, you know, love. It's a lot more. It's a soul connection and it's really special to me. So yeah, that's really all I have for you. I will talk to you guys next week. It'll be before Thanksgiving and we'll do the gift guide next week. I have lots of fun gift ideas that I think you would enjoy. And yeah, have the best weekend ever. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. Oh, I'm going on a double date with my friend this weekend and her boyfriend. So that'll be fun. But other than that, I don't really have much planned. It snowed here last night, like very flurries, but like it snowed. It's freaking cold and it happened really fast. So I'll be bundling up. I just got a lot of really cute winter clothes from Revolve. So let me know if you guys want to see. I don't know what kind, like I always do like outfit videos, but are you guys into hauls still? Like, I don't know if people are into hauls still, but I kind of want to do one because I got a lot of really cute stuff and I would love to share that. But oh, one more thing, I am doing 12 days of giveaways again this year. I put a poll up yesterday of what you guys would like dates wise, and more votes for December 1st to December 12th is what we did last year. The options were December 1st to December 12th. The second option was mid-November to the end of November or the first week of December or something like that. And then the third option was I wanted to try to do the whole month of December and then like skip a few days in between to make it 12 days. But you guys voted and the verdict was every day from December 1st to December 12th. So make sure you have my story notifications on my Instagram because that's where I will be posting it like I always do. And I'm really, really, really excited to give back to you guys this year again because I have some really great gifts and I'm partnering with some businesses also. So that'll be really, really fun. But yeah, that's really it. So yeah, that's all I had for you. Have the best weekend. Kill everything that comes your way. I hope you're having a great week so far. And I'll talk to you next week. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Soundstripe.